This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States again vetoed an Arab-backed United Nations Security Council resolution urging for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. More from VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
It's the third U.S. veto since Israel's military offensive on the Palestinian enclave that followed Hamas' October 7th attack on southern Israel. Palestinian UN envoy Riyad Mansour called the move reckless and dangerous.
Shielding Israel even as it commits the most shocking crimes while exposing millions of innocent Palestinian civilians to its wrath and more untold horrors. It is not Israel that should be protected by the veto. It is Palestinian children, women, and men who must be protected by this council acting now.
The U.S. proposed its own draft resolution that calls for a temporary ceasefire in Gaza up to 6 weeks, only after a hostage deal between Israel and Hamas is secured. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
The White House said it's preparing additional major sanctions on Russia in response to opposition leader Alexei Navalny's death.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said at a press briefing Tuesday that the new package would be unveiled this Friday, which will coincide with the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. It will be specifically supplemented with additional sanctions regarding Mr. Navalny's death.
It's clear that President Putin and his government are responsible for Mr. Navalny's death. In response, at President Biden's direction, we will be announcing a major sanctions package on Friday of this week to hold Russia accountable for what happened to Mr. Navalny.
Citing U.S. government policy or share how they would expand on the already stiff sanctions the U.S. and its allies have put on Russia in retaliation for its invasion of Ukraine. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. South Africa argued at the United Nations top court Tuesday that Israel's responsible for apartheid against the Palestinians and that Israel's occupation of land sought for a Palestinian state is inherently and fundamentally illegal. Israel has rejected such claims. Israel's war against Hamas and the Russian-Ukraine war are expected to be high on the G20 foreign ministers meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in attendance. More from VOA's Cindy Sain.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed to Brazil for the G20 foreign ministers meeting and talks on Wednesday with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. On the eve of the G20 foreign ministers' meeting, a top Brazilian diplomat said that conflicts around the world have reached the level of the Cold War and that global leaders need to adapt the international system to prevent new conflicts. In Argentina, Blinken will hold talks with its outspoken new president, Javier Milei, who is a staunch supporter of Israel. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on the Biden administration efforts to show some Ukraine aid would be spent in the U.S.
As President Joe Biden pushes House Republicans to pass needed aid for Ukraine, he wants voters to understand that nearly two-thirds or nearly $40 billion of the money for Ukraine would actually go to the U.S. Funds would be used at factories spread out across the country, including plants in Lima, Ohio, Scranton, Pennsylvania, as well as Mesquite, Texas, a Dallas suburb. The Texas plant, set to open in June, is expected to initially employ 150 people to produce munitions. House Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to put the Ukraine aid bill up for a vote on the House floor on the premise that it does not meet the needs of the American public. Norman Hall, Washington.
Prosecutors say a former FBI informant charged with making up a multi-million dollar bribery scheme involving U.S. President Joe Biden and his son Hunter, as well as a Ukrainian energy company, had contacts with officials affiliated with Russian intelligence. Prosecutors said that in a court filing urging a judge to keep Alexander Smirnov behind bars while he awaits trial, but the U.S. magistrate judge allowed Smirnov to be released from custody on an electronic monitoring GPS device. He is charged with falsely reporting to the FBI in June of 2020 that executives associated with the Ukrainian energy company